AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump says he wants the people to attend his presidential inauguration, dismissing the so-called A-list celebrities who he claims are just seeking tickets to the event on January 20th. On Twitter late tonight, Trump is slamming the celebrities who supported the campaign of his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, saying, "Look what they did for Hillary. Nothing." The tweet doesn't name any specific celebrities. In another tweet earlier today, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports Trump called for the U.S. to greatly increase its nuclear capability.
The president-elect's tweet did not expand on how he wants to do that, nor did advisors answer when asked what prompted the nuclear comments. Here at the Pentagon, Defense Chief Ash Carter has said the U.S. would spend more than $100 billion to help sustain and improve an aging nuclear force. Trump's statement came hours after Vladimir Putin said Russia needs to boost its nuclear capabilities in the new year.
A terror plot in Melbourne, Australia has been foiled, and five suspects have been detained. Australia's prime minister says the plot involves several bombs planted in Melbourne, one at St. Paul's Cathedral that would have been crowded with people on Christmas Day.
It is a time of happiness and joy. These terrorists sought to disrupt it. They have been thwarted.
The arrest came after a truck smashed into a Christmas market in Berlin on Monday, killing 12 people. A manhunt is still underway in Germany for the person behind that attack. A United Airlines flight from Houston to Ecuador has returned to Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport tonight amid reports of a passenger stowed in the cargo area of the plane. The airline says the sounds were coming from the cargo hold, but nobody was found. United now says the noises were a maintenance issue. This is AP Radio News. A white Fort Worth, Texas police officer was placed on restricted duty today while an internal investigation looks into a video showing the officer wrestling a black woman to the ground before arresting her and her two teenage daughters.
I'm very distraught because what I felt I was doing was actually protecting my child, and it didn't happen. It made me feel less of a parent that I couldn't protect him when he needed it.
Jacqueline Craig says she was shocked to find herself under arrest after calling police for help.
I was just numb at that point, so I really can't just say how I felt anymore, trying to pay attention to what was going on with my kids and the fact that I was just numb.
Craig said she called police in the first place after a man physically confronted her 7-year-old son for littering. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.